Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast. And what a show we've got for you here today. We're going to start off with Christopher Shager in his 19th year here at Northeast, the Director of Theater. And as always, Shags, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Good morning, Will. Good morning, Michael.
Well, we always look forward to these visits, and you've been on quite a bit on our weekly podcast, and it's that time of the year. The spring musical is coming up, Trial by Jury. Give us a little sneak peek. What can we expect?
Well, the musical was written at the end of the 19th century by Gilbert and Sullivan, and it's basically this funny commentary on marriage, right? So it's an operetta. They were operettas for the afternoon, and so it's a funny commentary that makes fun of the institution, both of the judiciary and of marriage generally. So,
I love the timing, too. It starts on February 14th, Valentine's Day. Of course, it'll also be on the 16th. Those will be 7 o'clock shows. And then, of course, as always, the Sunday matinee on February 17th at 2 o'clock in the Heinz Hall Auditorium. Talk about the correlation there with Valentine's Day and now having a little fun with marriage.
Well, yeah, I recommend both young and old couples to come and see what they're in for when it comes to marriage, especially when it's put on this public display, you know, this celebrity thing. So we can't wait to make fun of that, as always.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice night. I mean, what more can you ask? February 14th, you take that special person out to dinner, and then you come over. You can't beat the price in a musical. And like you said, one of those light operas, so we're not talking about hours, 35-minute program.
That's correct. This is a really short piece that they did. In fact, they used to do it in tandem with another piece that's long gone, you know, to make it a full evening. But yeah, it's just a 35-minute piece with an orchestra, which will be piano and flute and a clarinet. So just a small, tiny piece, and they're rehearsing for it and getting ready for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know you got to give some love to the instructors. They talk a little bit about your help, and as always, your choreographer, very special person. Speaking of love and marriage, that's your wife, Renee, helping out.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Renee Pulliam, who is in charge of musical theater at University of Mississippi, is spending her time coming up here to teach our kids what's going on with regards to musical theater and historical, too, historical movement and how they act with their character work. So it's been wonderful to work with her again. She was always part of the component with musicals here, but since we've had an 8-year hiatus, I'm so happy to bring her back into the fold at Northeast.
Well, that's wonderful, and what a special treat it is, I know, for our students to be able to get some of that guidance from Renee. We'll talk a little bit about how the preparations have gone. I know it's down to the nitty-gritty. It's coming up later this week. Talk about how that those last-second preparations are coming.
Thank you. Well, yeah, it's really good. It's coming together tightly, and we are already running the show the entire length of it. We worked on their character, their singing. We're able to have different rehearsals focusing on different aspects of it, the acting, the singing, the movement every day. As for the set, it's really good. It's the biggest set I've done here for a while because I haven't needed a set as big as this. But it's funny, it's stained, right? So it's stained with the Jacobean dark, you know, so it's got a real old English court look. I do have to rustle up a British flag, though, an English flag, and put it above the top, though. I got to find that somewhere. I got to get that going. They don't have a lot of English flags around here.
No, that's not. Normally you see a lot of that in Northeast Mississippi, no doubt about that. Well, how about going over the particulars once again, and sir, how can they be a part of the spring musical?
You want to get there early. Our seats are down to about 270 seats, so I expect it to be a better showing as far as our musical, but I'm afraid to say we have cash only. We do not have chips or credit cards where we are, so there's cash going on, but $5 for general admission and $3 with students with an ID. So it's all going there. And let me say, too, that musicals are much more expensive than traditional shows, so all this money is for the theater department and the theater generally. When all our groups perform in the theater, we always fix the theater with that money, so Your donations are welcomed.
Yeah, very well appreciated as well. And what about the dress rehearsal again?
The dress rehearsal is happening the Monday of the show, so that would be back on the 11th, I believe. And let me mention also, if anybody's interested in bringing their students, there is a 10 a.m. matinee on February 13th. Again, that's a 10 a.m. matinee, well, morning show for you to bring your students over if you'd like to. Again, it is a short program, and it's very good in the singing and the acting of it, too. So your students will be engaged indeed.
No question about that. Can't thank you enough. All the best. It's always such a pleasure to have you on Tiger Talk, and just keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Will and Michael.
All right, changing gears a bit, after welcoming nearly 400 Technology Students Association members to campus last Friday for the district-wide TSA conference, this week we'll nearly double our efforts as the Future Business Leaders of America, FBLA, district conference brings approximately 700 students to campus this Thursday, February the 7th. Now, in addition to the district-wide FBLA competition on Thursday, we'll be welcoming classes from our five-county district on Monday, February 11th and Tuesday the 12th as part of tours for our Career Technology Education Division. These students have signaled that they want to be a part of something different and want to help drive the Mississippi workforce. So let's make sure we make them feel welcome as well on campus. Now at 9:35 today, that's February the 5th, the Northeast campus will undergo a full tornado drill to help Northeast employees and students prepare in the event of inclement weather during the spring semester. This drill is just one of many drills that the college performs to help keep our employees, students, and community safe. NEMCC's Student Government Association will hold movie night in the Claude Wright Room of the Haney Union tonight at 7 o'clock and a game night in the office. That's the Student Activities Office on the first floor of the Haney Union 1 week from today, Tuesday, February the 12th. NEMCC's Cultural Arts Committee and the College's Art Department is hosting a screen print demonstration by Master Graphics, LLC of Tupelo in Anderson Hall on Thursday the 7th at 12:45 p.m. In addition, the screen print demonstration, Master Graphics is the featured artist in the Anderson Art Gallery until February the 14th. Northeast's Art Gallery is open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. Northeast Writing Lab is open 4 days a week to help students with their writing assignments. Walk-ins are welcome, but it's best to make an appointment at nemcc.mywconline.com. Hours for the Writing Lab include 8 a.m. to 9:15 a.m., 11 a.m. to noon, and 1 p.m. until 3:15 p.m. That's Monday through Thursday. Northeast Counseling Center is looking for tutors for the spring semester. Tutors are a paid position and help assist other students in making a difference in their educational careers. For more information about becoming a tutor, see the Counseling Center in Ramsey Hall. Now, if you are in need of a tutor for a certain class or you need a little extra help, the Northeast Counseling Center has tutors available to you at no charge. First, talk to your instructor, see what's best when it comes to being successful in their classroom, and if they refer you to tutoring, drop by the Counseling Center in Ramsey Hall to see what tutors are available. And just a reminder, the charging lockers are available in the Student Activities Office and also on the first floor lobby of the Haney Union. These lockers can be used to charge your iPad or your phone while you're spending time in the Student Activities Office or stepping inside the cafeteria to eat. Multiple lockers are available, and you set your own PIN code so only you have access to the lockers. These lockers are free of charge. Last week, we had head softball coach Jody Long on the show. This week, it's Richie Harrelson, the top Tiger, if you will, when it comes to Northeast baseball. And, Coach, as always, appreciate your time, and welcome to Tiger Talk.
Glad to be here. Thank you, man.
Always great to have you, and it's hard to believe that baseball season opening day is 1 week from today. You'll have Calhoun Community College out of Alabama coming to Boonville for the doubleheader. That'll be two of 26 home games this year, your last year at Harold T. Whitefield.
Oh, yeah, we're excited about it. Get some people in the stands and watch these guys play. They're going to be fun to watch.
Well, I can't wait to see the product on the field. When it comes to these preseason workouts, what are you and your staff, what have you been paying attention to?
Just how the guys execute in pressure situations. You know, we want to put them out there and try to get them to execute at full speed. So, we put them out there, put them in the moment, and see what they can do. But, yeah, they've been working really, really hard for us, and so we're really excited about them.
Well, you talk about team chemistry. It doesn't matter where I see you on campus, in the cafeteria, out walking, whatever, chemistry, and boy, that is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've got a really good thing going on right now with these guys. These guys really enjoy being around each other, and they hang out together all the time, and we're having a good time right now.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, you begin league play at the defending state champs, Pearl River. What are you guys hoping to see in that first month to make sure you're ready for league play?
Well, you just want to try to get your best team out there. You know, it's not necessarily the best players, but you want to put your best team out there, and you want to put that lineup out there that's going to compete and win. And I think, you know, we have about 15 guys that's going to contribute offensively a lot. So, you know, it takes 15 to 17 guys to win a game at this level because you don't have the re-entry rule, and, you know, once you substitute for a guy, he's done. So, you know, we've used 7-8 pitchers in a game before. So we have the depth to do that. We have the depth offensively to make some substitutions and some matchups. So we're really excited about this group.
No doubt. You talked about what you need from a team standpoint. Let's talk a little about maybe some individuals. Who needs to really step up for this team to be successful this spring?
Well, you know, as far as our pitching goes, we've got a lot of our pitchers back. But, you know, Jake Krista's going to have a good year. Cooper Cox is going to have a good year. And we feel like Tanner Smith's going to have a good year. But we need Nick Wilcher to step up. Like, he is a big, big piece to our puzzle. Now, Nick was redshirted last year, and, you know, he's a left-handed pitcher, and he's low to mid-80s guy, and he really competes. He's very athletic. But, you know, we need to find that, you know, that fourth guy. And right now we feel like Nick is going to be that guy. Another guy that we need to have a good year is Chase Kessinger. Chase was redshirted last year due to an injury, and he has improved so much. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put him out there in the fire. We're going to let him get his feet wet. Ty James is a big part of our puzzle. Reed Markle is a big part of our puzzle on the mound. Thomas Stevens offensively needs to have a good year for us. We're really counting on Thomas to produce. And he's from New Hope High School, does a great job behind the plate, and offensively he's a really good player. You know, Bryce Stanton is a guy that's moved in here, or that's coming here as a freshman from Nanawaya. He's a big piece of the puzzle. Hayes Hansford, and, you know, we're really counting on Ramsey Ivey. So there's some more guys in there, you know, and you're always going to leave a guy or two out. But those guys right there kind of they stick out in my mind right now, you know, because Anthony Lipsy, he's going to hit in the middle of our order. Sammy Diego is going to hit in the middle of our order, and they're going to do a good job for us. But we really need those guys to step up.
Well, that sounds exciting. I mean, and you're listing so many different players, so obviously you feel you and John Andy and the whole staff, you feel comfortable with your depth.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's been a long time since we could actually play too. We could play an inter-squad game, and there's not a lot of separation between both sides, and depth is so important because, you know, we play 46 games. The junior college game is such a grinding game, mentally and physically. You know, you may be out there 7-8 hours a day, get on the bus, and you have to ride back home. But, you know, there's nobody that can sit there and just play 46 games, and they're going to have a dink in their knee or a pulled muscle or a groin that's messed up, just something that's gonna hold them back, and you have to have that substitution. And so we have some guys that can fill some spots.
Well, and not to get ahead of you, but I know, you know, with the weather, it's the way it always is. It's January in Mississippi. But are you excited about next year at this time when it comes to that new state-of-the-art baseball facility where it doesn't matter if it does rain overnight or even rains in the morning, you'll still be practicing that afternoon? That's got to excite you, at least in the back of your mind.
Well, I think about it every day. I think about it every day about how if we could just get to school, if, you know, if a guy wants to come out and do some early work, I think about it every day. Like, you know, Sunday nights, the things that we can do that we can't do right now on our field because due to lights or due to the field being wet this time of the year. Next year during this time, we're going to have to run those guys off that field. They're going to want to be out there all the time, so I can't wait.
Yeah, that turf really will be quite an asset. And now on the flip side, a lot of memories at Harold T. White Field through the years, and I know we'll be celebrating a lot of different individuals throughout the course of the spring that left an impact. But, boy, there have been some magical moments, haven't there?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, you know, not to – but I played on that field.
Sure.
You know, I played Legion ball on that field way back a long time ago. And There's going to be a lot of memories, but we're still going to be involved with the field. You know, we're still going to have tournaments going on, and we're going to be over there seeing high school games all the time. So they're going to really put together some things over there. We're going to bring a lot of people into Bumble, Mississippi, with both fields.
And how about a reunion?
Oh yeah, we're planning on that next fall. We talked to them about putting the reunion together during homecoming, and Coach Ferris, he was like, "Look," he said, "I want you to do a reunion, but don't do it during homecoming." I was like, "Why not, Coach?" He said, "Because I want to see all those guys, because Coach Ferris is involved in so much of the homecoming festivities. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to plan a weekend. We can get all those guys back out there and let them hang out, maybe eat some barbecue and visit with each other.
Good deal. Richie, all the best this year. We'll get you on maybe before league play starts, and really appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Sticking with athletics, football season still over 6 months away, but of course the recruiting never stops. And tomorrow, the 6th, it's our big national signing day, as our football coaches will be waiting on recruits to fax their national letter of intents. And of course, we'll be celebrating National Signing Day in Waller Hall. Recruits from across the nation will be making their choices on to what school they want to spend their college years. So if you know of a recruit, please tell them all the positive aspects of one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast. Now, after sweeping Coahoma last Thursday night in the Bonner Arnold Coliseum and hosting ICC last night in front of a packed house, of course, we had all of those couple hundred T-shirts to our students in the student section. It was really a big night. Well, the Lady Tigers and Tigers will continue their three-game homestand against Northwest this Thursday. Tip-off 5:30 for the ladies, 7:30 for the guys, as the Lady Tigers and Tigers will host the Lady Rangers and Rangers, respectively. That Northwest game has been declared a gold out, and the sponsor for that game is Domino's. In addition to the gold out, we will have some special people on campus that day, as the Northeast Development Foundation and Alumni Association recognize all of their scholarship donors and recipients between the Lady Tiger and Tiger games. That's this Thursday night. And after starting the season on the road against Jackson State Community College last Friday, Jody Long and his Lady Tigers will be back in action this Friday as they host the Green Jays of Jackson State. That's the same team as the Jackson Generals, only they underwent a new branding with an entirely different logo in the offseason. And with signing day approaching, get ready to hear from Tiger head coach Greg Davis on next week's podcast as he talks about his 2019 recruiting class and also look ahead to the upcoming season. And that will wrap up this week's show. Don't forget, you can follow the Northeast Tiger Talk podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/NEMCC Tiger Talk or on Twitter at NEMCC Tiger Talk, or you can listen to all of the past episodes of this podcast via NEMCCTigerTalk.simplecast.fm. Special shout out, as always, to Michael Miller for all he does behind the scenes each week. So for Christopher Shager and Richie Harrelson, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.